Todd, so in reviewing the Seahawks game, is there anything that you saw that, you know, you could do better going forward, or things that showed up in terms of your performance?
You know, obviously not, you know, turn the ball over. Huge momentum shift, you know, about to go up, you know, at least 7-0 and, you know, get a touchback. But, you know, we just can't turn the ball over. We got to play our game. And, you know, obviously when you turn the ball over, you know, three more times than the other team did and still have a chance to win that end of the game, you know, it just shows you, you know, the step we're taking, and you know, we can always get a lot better, you know, even with the wins or the losses.
They're a defense that has created a lot of turnovers and pretty aggressive. Do they look any different when you're looking at them on film? Do they look any different than most teams you watch?
I mean, obviously, you know, a young team. I have two good, you know, linebackers and Jack and Smith, and you know, the DBs, Bouye and Ramsey, they always, and Gibson, all those guys, they just been around the ball consistently, you know, the last year and this year. So, you know, they're a young team. They fly around the ball. Obviously, played against Calais in Arizona. Glad he's gone, but, you know, got to go to Jacksonville and face him. And you know, Fowler is, you know, I played against him in college, and, you know, he can make a lot of plays. You know, Avery Jones, Malik Jackson. I got a whole bunch of guys that can make plays, you know, on their defense to step up. So, you know, they're a young team, and you know, they're just like us. You know, haven't been winning the last couple of years, and, you know, they're at the top of their division right now. So, you know, they have a little momentum going for themselves.
Hey, Todd, you've never been a guy who's really struggled to take care of the football. Why do you think maybe the fumbles have been a little bit higher than you'd like to so far this year?
I don't know, man. Just, you know, guys just making great plays on the ball and just me not being able to, you know, I mean, I just got to hold it, you know, high and tight and, you know, just take care of the ball. There's really no excuse about it. You know, I'm gonna been working on that at practice and, you know, it just happens. I mean, guy carried the ball 600 times, you know, he's going to probably fumble at least five. You know, that's not, I mean, you never want to turn the ball over, but, you know, it's just, you know, it's just bound to happen. That's just what the NFL is about.
I remember there was a game earlier this year where you actually had a really good game, and I think, like, the only thing you wanted to talk about after the game was how you had a fumble. Do the fumbles just kind of really stick with you maybe more than other things?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's just, like you said, it's not a thing that I'm used to, and it's just like, don't matter. You know, you can, like I said, you can carry the ball 100 times, but everybody always see that fumble, and they're like, oh, he always fumbling. You're like, man, I only fumble one time. So, and you just know, man, you just know that's not you. You know, it's not yourself. You're not that type of person to just go out there and just hand the other team the ball. So it's definitely frustrating, but, you know, you just got to just move on and, you know, just play your game.
Last year, Todd, you guys had a long trip like this that included the London deal. Is there anything you took from that trip last year that going into this one, you know, you can do differently, or you feel like you guys need to handle in a different way? Just because it's so long.
I don't know, man. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I don't know. No comment.
All right. Is it a tough thing to do, though, to be away that
long?
It
is, because it takes you out of your rhythm. You know, guys have massage people here, yoga people, lift. You know, it takes you out your rhythm. Don't really like it at all. That's just my personal opinion.
And, go ahead. Sorry.
What kind of things do you do when you're in London? Do you sightsee, or do you get out of the hotel at all?
Nothing when you're an hour away. So you don't really get to enjoy it too much. So I guess it's not really a point of going over there. You know, it's really a business trip, you know. I mean, it's just like a regular week, but you're just, you know, just happen to be in London, honestly. But, you know, you're just like, oh, we get to go to London. But it's really, you want to stay focused on the game, because it's another week. It's a big week. And obviously you're in London, so you want to be able to go, you know, sightseeing, and you know, because you're not, I mean, I'm not going to just, oh, I'm going to go to London this offseason, you know, so a lot of guys, you know, you kind of got to enjoy the experience as much as you can while you're over there.
When I had asked you that previous question about the Jaguars defense, you pretty much went through them player by player.
Yeah.
Have you always kind of been able to identify opponents by name and know who those guys are, or is it just specific to this particular team?
I mean, they just, you know, when you're making plays, you know those guys. If you're not making plays, you're like, oh, who is that guy? So, you know, those guys been, you know, obviously, I'm a football guy, so, you know, I keep up with the young guys that's in the college, you know, obviously, seeing what happened to Miles Jack when he was at UCLA, went down with a knee surgery, and, you know, got a couple good buddies at FSU, you know, so obviously seeing Jalen there, and, I don't know. You know, I just got a lot of respect for a lot of guys in the league. So, you know, for the most part, I don't know everybody, but I know who they are and what they've done in the past and, you know, just kind of that.
Todd, in what ways do you think that Sean McVay might have changed the culture around here?
It's just a new start. I mean, you know, obviously being on a team, you know, When Coach Fisher got fired, we knew this wasn't it was going to be a whole new team, and you know that's just how the league works. And you know, when new coach come in here, you know you kind of get on your heels a little bit because you know, like I said, nobody's job really safe besides the you know the guys that really just got that new contract. So you know, everybody got to work. You don't know what he's thinking. He's not the guy that drafted you, so you don't know if he like you or not. So you know, you just kind of want to go in there, and obviously you got to lock in because you know you're knowing a whole new system, so you know like got to erase everything, and you know you just kind of it's a new start, you know, and like you said, you just been through the situation of just losing, you know. Obviously I've been on the Rams since my third year, and you know a lot of other guys been on a lot longer, but you know you just don't want to lose. You're in a big market, you know, big city, LA. It's a lot of sports here, and you know, obviously, if you don't win anywhere, you know, no one's gonna really care or show up to your game. So, we take a lot of pride in that, of just basically just getting better, trying to you know come to work and try to win some games, and you know just get the city excited for you know football. I know it's not really a football city, but you know it's you know we're excited to be here.
Do you think that the way last year went, and obviously it didn't go the way you guys wanted it to, did that make you guys maybe in the locker room want to embrace something new? Did it make guys more willing to embrace a new coach, embrace a new system?
Yeah. I mean, you know, anytime you lose, it's just like, oh, man, I can't have that, or we got to do this, we got to do something different. And, you know, Coach just been doing a good job of just, you know, just all his new words, all his new quotes, and you know, we've just been able to buy into that, you know, and just do what he say. You know, at the end of the day, you know, it's not that hard. You know, you just come here, come to work just like you do every day, and, you know, make sure you do the right things, make sure you're on meetings on time, and, you know, just try to bring everybody together. And, you know, it's just fun being here. You know, you with your boys all day, joking, having football, so it doesn't really, you know, get too much better than that.